Sorry we don't have enough chairs for everyone, but I guess there are worse problems, right? It's an indication we have a big meeting. My name is Alexi Folger. I'm a member of the Executive Committee of the Golden Gate Chapter of the Labor Party, sponsoring tonight's meeting. And we are very pleased to have a broad group of speakers. I won't talk a lot about the Labor Party because you'll hear about it from at least two of our other speakers. But we have been interested in the issue of public power for years, and you can see some of our press in the back. We've been writing about it since at least 1997. And we're very happy to be working with a broad group of people in the city. And is Supervisor Ammiano here yet? Okay, he was going to be our lead-off speaker, but he seems to be late. So without further ado, please turn off cell phones and pagers, folks. A quick note about the format. We're going to have each of our speakers speak for approximately 10 minutes. There will be plenty of time at the end for questions and answers, so please hold your questions until then, and then we should have plenty of time for that. Oh, there's Greg. Yeah, have a seat. Labor Party meetings, we also have a great tradition that instead of starting with a benediction, we start with a poem for our very own Jack Hirschman, who's a member of the Labor Party and one of San Francisco's famous poets, who has written a poem about public power. Jack?
Hi, it's great to be here with you all. This is wonderful. I know that all the speakers are really very good. I can only, by reading this poem, just add that little poetic tone to I know what you're going to hear a lot of this evening. Excuse me. I know all the speakers are really quite good. My poem is just perhaps to add a little tone to what you'll hear in terms of their own tonality, too. Truth is the light bulb turning on in everybody's head isn't inside a balloon, inside a cartoon, but a real idea whose time has come. Call it what you may, but the only way Edison, Tesla, and Steinmetz can sleep in peace and we have peace of pocket when we use an electric switch or jam a plug into a socket is public ownership. They want to buy and sell the water like they buy and sell our daughters. They want to keep on spitting on the body electric when they know they shouldn't order. But the ideas here and spreading, not he who owns or they who own, but we who will own the flow of light. We, all of us, whom government will serve, and no more walking around grumbling, they got a fucking hell of a nerve. It's taken hold, will not be stopped. The public ownership of the utilities will put California on the human map.
Thank you, Jack. Our first speaker tonight is Graham Bronstein, the community organizer from TURN, the Utility Reform Network, and also he's very excited, and I'm sure he'll tell you about being a founding member of the Oakland Alliance for Community Energy. Is that right? Any East Bay people here, I'm sure, should sign up. Graham.
Thank you so much. It's really, really good to be here. Thanks so much. It's an amazing turnout as well. I really appreciate everybody coming out on a real rainy, cold day here. In terms of Sacramento and in terms of legislation, there is a flood of legislation that's in play. Some of it's very, very bad, and some of it's really amazingly good, actually. And somebody, is there a problem? Lower? Can people hear me if I stand like this?
No.
Okay. All right, I prefer to stand in front of the podium, but all right, I'll be a little quieter. I have a problem with the volume of my voice, so I've been accused in the office, in fact, of drowning everybody else out, so what can I do? But so first, I just want to give people a brief sense of the bills that we need to be most careful of, okay? AB18X, Assembly Bill 18X, is a bailout, an absolutely atrocious bailout of the utilities. We've got to stop this bill. If this bill goes through, all of our efforts at local power, local public power, aggregation, all of it is dead. We might as well go home. If this thing goes through, the utilities are back in the driver's seat. AB18X is awful, all right? Everybody needs to know that. However, there are some very good bills, including Senate Bill 23X, which has been authored by Nell Soto. This bill streamlines the process for the creation of local municipal utility districts and is absolutely essential to support. The other bill that we want people supporting is Senate Bill 5X, Byron Scher's bill, which increases funding for energy efficiency, conservation, and renewable energy development. All right? And finally, Carol Migden is actually offering a bill, I don't have a number yet on it, that streamlines the process for community choice aggregation, which is perhaps a very quick step that we could take to move us right in the direction of public power. And right now, community choice aggregation is essentially prohibited in California due to the rotten deal that we got hoisted on us with AB 1890 back in 96. So I just wanted to run through that very briefly so that people had some specific bills to start calling their legislators in Sacramento about, writing their legislators about. And I brought, it's on the back table, in fact, something called Take Back the Power, which has some contact information and a piece that's a letter with a sample letter on the back. I urge everybody to take it. I don't think there are nearly enough copies for here, but people can take, or maybe we can make some extra copies somehow. There's a lot bigger turnout than I thought would be here. All right, I'll move on right to the core of my comments here. How do we actually get public power? How do we actually move realistically from the very deep hole that we are in to public power? Because we're at the bottom of an incredibly deep pit, and you can't just jump out of a deep pit. You got to climb out step by step, and you got to make sure you do it carefully so that you actually don't slip back down to the bottom and maybe even slip a little deeper than we already are. I'm going to offer a few suggestions for how we get there. There are some hurdles, unfortunately, and the hurdles have been put up because our greedy utilities and a bunch of out-of-state generators have controlled the politics in this city and in the state for way too long. First, the Hetch Hetchy issue. As you all know, Hetch Hetchy would provide, if we could get it, about 80% of the power for San Francisco's needs. Some problems. It's under contract at the moment with Turlock and Modesto, and I think probably Angela will be speaking a little bit about Hetch Hetchy. We got to figure out if you somehow can break contracts, which I don't know how you're going to do without being taken to court, you still don't have enough power to meet San Francisco's needs. So what do you got to do first? Well, the first thing you got to do, which is cheap and very, very effective, is energy efficiency. Dramatic increases in energy efficiency funding. And the Senator Scher bill, 5X, puts the money at it. It's just a matter of making sure we actually get it down to the local community-based organizations that are going to actually be able to go out and help people put in compact fluorescent bulbs, replace their air conditioners, get new refrigerators, weatherize their homes, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? Without energy efficiency first, again, we're still at the bottom of that hole. First step is energy efficiency. Next step. What do you actually do about making sure that you get enough power to meet the needs of a city like San Francisco? The market right now, the wholesale power market, is completely screwy. It's broken, terribly broken. And there's an incredible risk, if you fling open the doors to municipalization, that you will hang every resident of San Francisco out on this awful wholesale market. So we've got to figure out ways to get power adequate to meet demand, and yet another reason why you do energy efficiency first, because you reduce demand. Okay. Second, issue in terms of getting actually power for San Francisco. How many people read the article in the last week about Lassen Municipal Utility District? It was in the Chronicle. Okay. We do not want what happened to Lassen to happen to San Francisco. And there's a great risk, given the market conditions that currently exist, that would be what would happen if we don't, again, carefully take logical steps to get out of the hole we're in. The problem with Lassen was that they had a municipal utility district, but they didn't go after low-cost, long-term contracts. And in the last 6 months, we've all seen what's happened to the wholesale market for electricity. It's exploded. And the folks in Lassen have been stuck hanging out on that wholesale market. So you got to make sure, before you fling open the doors, that you get adequate, low-cost power, enough to meet the demand. Third issue, the grid. Once you get enough electricity, how do you actually get it to people? PG&E controls the grid right now. Exactly. We've been saying for years, why do we want some private entity that has no incentive to keep the grid in a upgraded modern state controlling these power lines? We need to immediately take over the grid. PG&E has been claiming bankruptcy every day for the last 2.5 months. Hasn't happened yet. If they're so cash poor and they really want the state to give them money, give us stuff in return. We're not going to just give them money. We've gone down that road before. In the last 4 years, PG&E and Edison and San Diego Gas and Electric have walked off with more than $20 billion of our money. And that money, that giant sucking sound you hear, is that money flying out of California up to the holding corporation and out to buy unregulated assets in all over the country and world. That's where our money went. And now, with the permission of the wonderful Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which has completely abdicated its responsibility to ensure that rates are just, FERC has now allowed PG&E to build a firewall. They call it ring fencing or fence ringing or some lovely term like that, a firewall around their profitable unregulated assets, leaving the California utility, Pacific Gas and Electric, completely dried up, no cash. All right, so you got to get control of the grid. And Senator Burton has offered a bill, which I forgot to mention up top, Senate Bill 33X, that would, in fact, buy the grid. We got to make sure we get it for a reasonable price, because, of course, PG&E is going to claim that the grid is worth, you know, $1 trillion. But we got to get the grid. You get the grid, you actually might be able to ensure that you can get electricity, once you get enough of it, to the people of San Francisco. All right, final issue. Aggregation. Community choice is the popular term for it. Aggregation is where a municipality says everybody in this municipality is now part of an aggregated buying pool. All right? You don't have to take on debt. You don't have to worry about buying the grid locally. You don't have to worry about buying any power plant facilities or anything like that. You can do community choice aggregation. We could do it next week if it was allowed by state law. It isn't right now. That's why the Carol Migdon bill is so important. Community choice aggregation would give us an immediate ability to start going out there to look for where we're going to get our power. And if you combine that with efficiency, you're well on your way to figuring out all the pieces of this puzzle. All right, finally, I'm going to end here with the broad vision, the blue sky. All right, bottom line. We have got to start divorcing ourselves from the out-of-state power generators that are holding us hostage and from our over-reliance on fossil fuels. The enemy is CO2, folks. That is the real enemy. And if we don't start figuring out ways to reduce our demand and build local renewable resources, we're not staying true to the real mission. We've got to start divorcing ourselves from fossil fuels. And that means No more natural gas-fired power plants. No more reliance on out-of-state natural gas supplies. Local efforts funded by the state, since they're apparently very eager to throw money around right now. Local efforts at reducing demand, reducing people's monthly bills, and building local renewable infrastructure. Finally, I will emphasize this again. If we do not stop the bailout, everything I'm talking about is fairly pointless, is moot. We've got to make sure that no bailout occurs. And so it's not a time for us to say, screw those guys in Sacramento. Because in fact, people who a year ago would have run you out of the room for talking about public power, they would have called you a commie. Today, Republicans, what I'm saying is that folks who a year ago were our enemies are now actually talking about public power. San Diego County Board of Supervisors has won awards for privatizing public goods. San Diego County Board of Supervisors, all Republican, is now talking about creating a municipal utility district. The world has changed, folks. This is our big chance. Let's not blow it. Thank you.